Dancing.
Playhouse in the Morning, Y94, Confession Wednesday in the next 15 minutes. Stupid stories as well. And guys that own this, by far less likely to be successful in their love life. All that between now and when we do Secret Sound at 7:10. First, a lot of people planning vacations this time of year. You've been cooped up for a while. You're excited to go traveling. And new research says if you are in like a male-female dynamic, you probably want to make sure that it is not the dude that has his hands on these vacation plans. And here's why. You're going to spend almost 50% more, if not twice as much, if you let the guy plan the vacation. They say guys are by far less likely to look for deals. They're going to book the first thing they see, probably based more off time and when it's leaving or it was top of the list, rather than actually looking to save money. They are looking to flash and impress, and they have the mindset of, I'm on vacation, it's time I splurge a little bit. Whereas women tend to be more the bargain hunters and want to do things as thrifty as possible. They're willing to maybe book things a little later on because they're looking for that good deal. Guys don't do that. Would you say in your situation you're the vacation planner or the vacation taker?
I would probably say the vacation taker. I'm trying to plan one right now for my birthday. I also should have started planning it, I think, more in advance instead of less than a month away.
Maybe, yeah.
So, yeah, now I'm not finding any deals. And hotels are kind of expensive. So, yesterday I was telling him my plan and he was like, $500 a night for a hotel room? You got to find something else.
So, it's the opposite for you guys,
yeah,
really. He's the thrifty one.
And so much so that now he said he is going to look into it and try to plan something.
I feel like you would prefer that, though. You didn't want to have anything to do with it in the first place.
It's overwhelming, I think. It's hard to find anything. I did try to find deals. I looked. There aren't any.
So you genuinely put the effort in, and it just wasn't happening for you. So now he's going to kind of take the reins and probably plan it.
But see, I would normally, if it was me, and I was, okay, there's no deals, then fine. This is just what we're going to do. I would purchase it. But I think that's because I do look at it like it's a vacation, splurge a little bit. If I'm buying a plane ticket and it's kind of expensive, I think, I never really get to see my family. Just do it. And I try to think, you don't get to see them.
It's been so long since I've had a vacation and I've earned this.
Yes.
It's been, yeah, especially this year. How many people are like, well, we haven't done this since 2019, so let's go bananas, go absolutely nuts. Now, Amy being the exception, generally speaking, they think women should be the vacation planners because the guy's going to spend way too much money. The thing that if guys own this, it's going to sabotage their dating life. And a couple Confession Wednesday stupid stories on the next 20.
Oh, the Morning Playhouse.
Are you ready?
The Y94 Morning Playhouse.
Mornings. Very hilariously entertaining.
Y94.